Blog Talk Radio.
Eagles, thank you for your goodness and kindness. God, I appreciate you so much. More than words can express. We're grateful to you. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys all yokes. The enemy is a liar. We bind the enemy and we cast him out. We bind the enemy and cast him out in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the anointing. I look on every person today on this line. Somebody needs a miracle. Thank you, man. In the right place at the right time. Because you are the miracle worker. You can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. God, I'm asking you to do it today. Bless, 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 bless. Bless in the city and bless in the field. Bless everyone that comes in. Bless their families. Bless that son and daughter. Bless those grandchildren. God, make a way out of no way. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. God, we're looking to you and we're depending on you. Nobody can bless like you. We're depending on you. Thank you for this new Monday. And God, for this new awakening. We're having a spiritual shift that we are a part of, God. We're shifting from the give me mode to the thank you mode. And we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are the reason that we're here this morning. Not for any form of fame, form of fashion. We're here to give you worship and give you praise. We declare to the world that you're the only true and living God. We bless your holy name. Thank you for your protection all weekend long. God, thank you. Thank you for your goodness and kindness. You are love, our joy, our hope, our peace. You are our shepherd, our leader, and our guider. Yeah, you are our inspiration. We give you all the jubilation. God, thank you for everything. Now look on every person. Bless everywhere. No wonder they're calling you the everywhere God, because you're the only one who's everywhere. And we thank you for it. Heal on this line today. Save them. Fix things for people. Oh, God, we love you. We ask your forgiveness for every sin, the sins of commission, and the sins of omission. God, thank you that you help us to forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. We thank you for it all, and we ask all of these things properly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you again and again and again. In Jesus' name we pray for the glory and for the honor of God. And Jesus, you said if we asked you anything in your name, you would do it for your Father's glory. And we thank you because your word cannot be made alive. And thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of y'all. God bless all of y'all on the prayer line this morning. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Amen. I know y'all awake. Y'all got up this morning. And the Lord woke you up. Started you on your way. Amen. Just take time to speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. A lot of y'all don't know, but he's listening. He's awake. He never sleeps, nor something. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Amen. God has been good to y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, God has been mighty, mighty, mighty good to y'all. And we just want to praise him. I want to commence the line with anybody who has a praise for him. I want to open your mouth and give him praise. I know some people, it's hard for you to wake up early in the morning and say, thank you, Lord. And that's what you want to wake up and say. And he watched over you all weekend long. You owe him a praise. And so I'm going to give those people who don't mind praising the Lord an opportunity to praise him. And let's have what I call the praise check. Some people don't understand that. I heard a man say over the weekend, evidently, someone said, we have the praise check. He said, well, we don't have to have no praise check because we praise them all the time.
Yeah.
We do, too. But a praise check must not understand what it is. It's not to see if you, the main thing about a praise check is to see what level your praise is on. What level is on. That's what the praise check is about, to see if you've got a high level of praise or is it down there in the valley. It helps people bring their praise check up. Mine is here. Why don't you help me praise him? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. We glory you. We praise you. We appreciate you. We exalt you. And we give you glory and adoration.
And
we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. All things. Yeah, you've been so good. And we love you. We appreciate everything that you've done. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank yous today to the Lord. You'll receive a miracle from the Lord. Won't you try it? Amen. If you've got a daughter or a son or a grandson or just anyone who needs a miracle, why don't you try thanking him today 1,000 times for that son, that daughter, that grandson, that granddaughter, that uncle, that aunt, whatever. And say that God give a miracle. Amen.
Yes.
I don't know what he's going to do. God is a miracle worker, and he does it the way he wants to do it. And but he will do it. Thank God for him. As they say, thank God for God. Amen. I love all of you on the prayer line. You're welcome to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. And we are here to give God praise and to offer our prayers up to him. And I want to thank you for joining us. God bless you. We are a part and initiated the New Awakening. You heard the New Awakening is coming right from here. This is a spiritual shift in Christendom. For years and for decades and for centuries and over again, people have had a give me mode approach toward God. But the Lord is blessing us. He's put in our heart to change that and go into a thank you mode. You say, well, I already thanked him, but you didn't thank him 1,000 times a day. You know, we are moving and trying to lead the world into thanking. It can be done. Into thanking God 1,000 times a day. People all across the country have started thanking God. 1,000 times a day. Amen. And we're so grateful for what God is doing. As I said a while ago, you know, it's funny about how people do things. I said a while ago, I heard somebody say the other day, I heard people say, praise check. I don't need no praise check because I'm praising him all the time. Well, first of all, I meant that. If you praise him all the time, you'd be able to thank him probably 25 or 30,000 times a day, and I doubt that very seriously. But secondly, why is it that Negroes want to always try to minimize what other folks are trying to do? And crab mentality to pull somebody down. Amen. Or pull anything down that somebody's trying to do. Amen. Let's learn to push things up. I know I'm the type of person, if y'all push me up, there's no way I can go up without you going up, because I'll reach back and get you. Come to Amazing Grace, you'll see. On a Sunday morning, I'm going to celebrate at least 25 people. Every Sunday morning, amen, we're celebrating people. And so let's learn to be a part of something instead of trying to pull it down. Let's push it up in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we'll be blessed when we learn to push things up. I'm interested and so excited about hearing your praise report this morning. Some of y'all had phenomenal Mother's Day. Yeah. And I want to thank you for being on the line today. I want you to tell about your Mother's Day. We got all wonderful mothers on the line. And let's get some praise reports this morning. Amen. Don't want a lot of I want a lot of praise reports, but I don't want a lot of talking around the praise reports. Just give me your praise reports. Do you got one? Amen. Want to hear it. Amen. Want to see what God did for you in Michigan, New York, and Mississippi, down there in Alabama, all around there, out west, and everywhere else. God bless you. Do we have an assistant? Thank God for all of our assistants. Thank God for all of you. Let's get station identification first. Pastor Strader, are you there? Or Ambassador Hagen, are you there? Will y'all jump in there and give us that station identification? The line is open to you.
God bless you. Dr. Johnson, we are here this morning, first and foremost, giving honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we are honoring God for, of course, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all of the saints here on First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line. I am Pastor Kevin Strader from the GMAP Broadcast Network and Pure Faith Outreach Ministries. We simply thank God for allowing us this opportunity to be able to broadcast the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer Line every weekday morning from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the GMAP Broadcast Network. We're located at GMAP1.com. GMAP, the number one.com. Stop by, be a member, be a friend, be blessed, and be a blessing. We're being heard all over the world, and we simply want to tell God thank you. God bless each and every one of you. We'll turn it back over to you at this time, Dr. Johnson. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Always done so well. And thank you, Pastor Strader. All right, Ambassador Hagen, are you there?
Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff, to everyone who's listening from all around the world. I am Ambassador Hagen, and we are here. We're broadcasting live from Blog Talk Radio Live Studio, and we can be reached by simply calling 347-934-0207. As you know, the Blog Talk is the largest radio talk platform in the world, as well as the largest social media radio network in the world. So we are reaching over millions today, and we are in all of the countries, and call us. And if you want to talk live with our host, Dr. Johnson, today, just call us, 347-934-0207. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. Back to you, sir.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank God for all of our assistants on the prayer line. We appreciate you very much. Of course, Lady Betty, she's here, and thank God for her. She probably will tell you, we'll give her space to tell you about her Mother's Day or whatever she wants to do. She sometimes just likes to be in the background. But I'd like for her to come out sometime and say hello. Amen, if you would. And Mother Johnson, God bless all of you. My 94-year-old mother. She had a bang-up. I mean, it was something. A bang-up Mother's Day, as I call it. It was something on yesterday. Amen. Mother Johnson, stand by for a moment. I'm going to have you give you a praise report in the name of Jesus. First Lady, if you can, stand by. We want you to give you a praise report. And to all of our sisters on the prayer line, thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and Dr. Stern, Dr. Lacey, and thank God for Ambassador Hagen. Thank God for all of you. Special Sister Gina Hodges, Deaconess Gina Hodges. Thank God for Elder Coates and all of you on the prayer line, Elder Davis, and all of you, we appreciate you. And I just want to open the line up. Do we have an assistant who wants to take those praise reports? If so,
I'll allow that. Dr. Johnson, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Stern. Amen. And I will be delighted to take the prayer. The praise reports today. Amen. Is that all right, Dr. Johnson?
Absolutely. Go ahead, Mother.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Good morning to you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you this morning. Our leader and CEO, we greet you this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To all of you that are on the line this morning, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and to all of the beautiful saints of God of the First Fruit Prayer Line, this time that we want to acknowledge our praise report. We haven't been with one another since Friday morning, some of us, and I mean us together, and we'll open the line. I did hear Dr. Johnson say that he wanted Mother Atlee Johnson, the mother of the nation, to say a few words, and if you're there, Mother Johnson, we want to give lead way to you first to hear what the Lord has done for you, and we know it's been great. Mother Johnson, are you there?
I'm here, Dr. Stern. God bless you. Bless you. And I want to give honor to God this morning and to the leader, Dr. Johnson, and all the people of God on this line. I'm just happy and glad to be a part of the prayer line. And I thank God because I did have a wonderful Mother's Day on yesterday. I tell you, I just enjoyed the Lord greatly in my spirit and soul. I enjoyed the message that my pastor brought, the message concerning the women, for the women, concerning Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I tell you, I enjoyed everything on yesterday. It was a wonderful service, and the house was just full. And I thank God for that, and I thank God for, a wonderful dinner that the brothers on Mother's Day, they prepared the dinner for the women. And I thank God for that. They had a wonderful dinner for the women, and we just enjoyed the Lord all day. And God is in the blessing business, and I just thank him and praise him and magnify his name. And I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson because I got beautiful gifts on yesterday and money and all of that. God is in the blessing business. Pray for me that God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. Back to Dr. Stern. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank God for Mother Johnson, and we're so glad that she had a wonderful Mother's Day. Amen. Is Lady Betty on the line? Dr. Johnson, want to hear a word from you. If you're there, we're giving you lead way to share your Mother's Day with us.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to everyone, and I thank God for waking me up this morning. For some reason, I don't have a good voice this morning, but I thank God for the voice I do have to share in the blessings that he has given upon me. And I thank God for you, Dr. Stern. I received your card, and I thank you so much for your gift.
You're welcome. Yeah,
on yesterday, God came through the service like a whirlwind or a tornado and blessed us all. We got honored as mothers. We got flowers. And then we got served dinner by the men. And I thank God for all of that. I don't count any of God's blessings, short or small. I just thank God for everything he does for me And you all pray for me. Thank you.
But praise the Lord, we heard from the most two important women on our line, and that's Dr. Johnson's wife and Dr. Johnson's mother. God bless you all. I want to give my praise report. I thank and honor God. Praise God, just in case someone is listening that is on the line and feel that I'm not grateful. I am so grateful. Praise the Lord. I always have a bang of a Mother's Day, too, and still receiving exhortations and everything. I thank God for those that bless me tremendously, but my blessing is to the mothers. Amen. I've lost my mother. Well, I won't say God told me don't say lost. Amen. My mother went home to be with the Lord in 1991. And ever since then, from 1991 up until now, I bless mothers everywhere. I send out over 300 or better cards all over the land. Amen. I do my own Mother's Day for the church. That's my good pleasure. Every mother receive a gift. Every mother receive a live flower. Amen. And I just go out spreading joy. That's what makes me feel good. And I don't have a dull moment on Mother's Day. And I'm so blessed by my own ministry, my own children. Amen. My nieces and nephews and people everywhere. So I certainly give God the glory, and my own pastor, Dr. Gary Stern, brought a beautiful word on yesterday, and I honor God for that. Is it anyone else that have a praise report? You're on the line.
God bless you, Dr. Stern. Bless everyone on the prayer line. This is Dr. Feinstein. I'm just praising God and listening to all the wonderful, wonderful blessings. You know, every time God blesses to see another, we thank God for seeing another year when it's New Year's, but I thank God for seeing another year even when it's Mother's Day, how he has blessed us and come and brought us this far. And how God is yet blessing, he's yet in the miracle business, he's yet in the giving business. Praise God. The Lord know that we need something to pick us up sometime. And even though you may not be down and out, you still need that boost to go a little bit farther in the Lord. And I am praising God for a wonderful, wonderful Mother's Day on yesterday and all the blessings, all the phone calls, all the flowers, all the texts, and all the Facebook friends that God has blessed and given us in this lifetime. And we are praising God for each and every mother on this prayer line. God bless each and every one of you. And as they always say, we love you in there and that thing you can do about it. God bless you and keep us in your prayers. And join myself listening to the Mother's Day Review. God bless you, Dr. Stern. Back to you.
God bless you. What a wonderful praise report. It sounds so joyous. Amen. Is it anyone else with a praise report this morning?
Yes, Evangelist Gloria Ellington here. I am just over the top. The prophet, the man of God, Reverend Dr. Bernard Johnson, said that my Mother's Day affair at the Hilton would be successful. I doubted a little bit. But I kept thinking, Dr. Johnson said he saw it. And with that, it was over the top. It was over the top. Dr. Johnson is a true prophet in God, blessed on every level. Oh, praise the Lord.
Well, that's good. Amen. Praise the Lord, because we sup with you in that, too. Amen. Many prayers went up for you, Evangelist Ellington. God bless you this morning. Are there any more praise reports this morning?
I want to just say that thank you so much, Dr. Stern. I want to say that the Lord moved in my heart to do what I call the Love Award. We gave out the 2014 Love Awards at Amazing Grace, and I didn't give them to you all on the prayer line. I certainly want to, if you would allow me to offer a belated Love Award, amen, to you, something that was a wonderful certificate we handed out yesterday to about 40-something mothers, amen, on yesterday. And I want to read it to you. This is to you.
Read it. We can't hear you.
can't hear you, Dr. Johnson. Dr. Johnson?
Hello.
Well, praise the Lord. Any one of you from Amazing Grace have your love award before you? Amen. And we just know that love is never late. Amen. I receive love anytime I get it. Amen. And thank God for that. Amen. While we're waiting on Dr. Johnson, are there any more praise reports?
Wow, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Mother Johnson of Indiana.
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana. It's been raining probably all night, and I just thank God for another brand new day, a day that I've never seen before. Oh, God is so good. He's so good.
Yes.
He's just so good. He's just so, oh, God is just so, he's everything that you need and everything that you want. And I just thank and praise God for his goodness today. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.
Amen. Did you have a wonderful Mother's Day there in Indianapolis, Mother John?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good. That's so good to hear, to know that you had a good day as well. Amen. God bless you. We love you. And we want to say it's never too late to say Happy Mother's Day, because Mother's Day is every day. Amen. It's just one day set aside for the nation, but we honor our mothers every day of our lives, and we want to say that to you and everyone that's on the line. God bless you. Dr. Johnson, are you back?
I'm back here.
You're there, Dr. Johnson?
Yeah, I am here, and I want to thank you, Dr. Stern.
Well, I don't ever want to use the word loss. You went out there for a while, so I carry on. In your hands, Dr. Johnson. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stern. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Evidently, y'all didn't hear me about the Love Award.
No, we didn't.
All right. The Lord gave me what I call the Love Award, and we handed it out at Amazing Grace yesterday to about 40 women, 40 mothers. And I don't want to be remiss about you all on this prayer line.